Park dwellers, I am calling out to everyone who cares about the future of America and their children. I am especially appealing to prayer warrior groups and organizers of prayer teams. I have come to believe that President Trump will soon be assassinated unless we do something. You will travail, dear ones, if we do not stop this through prayer. Better to travail now in prayer than after the fact. Mike from around the world had a dream 21 times since 2011 about a coffin in the very front of one of our Washington headquarters. I think it was the Capitol steps, but I'm not sure. Mike saw the face of the person in the coffin, but will not disclose it. I do not have the exact details of the dream because it would take too much time to find them in all his teachings. I also had a dream about an extremely tall man wearing a business suit with a gun in his right-hand suit pocket who was allowed to enter into a room in which he seemed to be alone with President Trump. I had the strong impression he was there to kill him. This man had a familiar face, like someone who had worked with the president in the past. As I said, this man was extremely tall. Note, whether this dream was symbolic or literal, I do not know. There are many ways to assassinate, and not all require guns. Whether a man who is going to try and assassinate President Trump is that man, the tall man, or associated with him, I do not know. Moving on with Mike's commentary, the coffin was draped in an American flag, and Melania Trump was standing beside it. I believe the man in the coffin was President Donald Trump. There was tremendous sadness in the crowd of thousands who were present, and if I have it right, later rioting and total chaos broke out when a man whom I believe was the murderer was escorted down the stone steps by the police. Mike said he knew who the man was. He recognized him. This was not just the death of a man. It was the death of the only hope of a nation. My precious heart dwellers, we are facing the very end of America. As it stands now, President Trump will be assassinated and die. If this happens, we will all grieve and travail. Tonight, the Lord put it on my heart to pray against it. And when all of this dawned on me tonight, all I could do was cry out, "Please, God, do not allow Trump to be assassinated. Please, God, do not allow Trump to be assassinated. Please, God, do not allow Trump to be assassinated. Please, God, don't let President Trump be assassinated. Please, God, do not allow Trump to be assassinated. Please, God, please don't allow it. Don't allow Trump to be assassinated. Dear Lord, please." Then I kind of came to my senses and I thought, well, what if it isn't President Trump, I should ask. And I asked Jesus, "Lord, is the man in the coffin President Trump?" He answered, "It is." "Lord, please, please, can we stop this with prayer?" Jesus answered, "It is possible." I asked him, "Is this a planned and staged event or the real thing?" He said, "It is the real thing, regrettably." A staged event has been on his mind, but he knows what it will do to the country, and he has abandoned that idea. Claire, he is in it until the very end. Lord, does this have to happen? No, it does not. If enough people pray, it will be stopped. It will take prayer, fasting, sacrifice, and dedicated prayer with much travail to stop it. But is it not better to travail now than later? And as it stands now, this ugly plan is moving forward. I would not have put it on your heart if it were not true. I put it on your heart, but what are you willing to do to stop it? Lord, whatever you give me the grace to do, I will do with your grace. He continued, well then, organize the heart dwellers around the world to pray against it. I will put the burdens in their hearts, but you must reach them all with the seriousness of this matter. You don't have much time. The day is approaching. I went to the Bible Promises to get confirming words about whether or not we could stop this with prayer. My first word was Psalm 91:16. I will please him with a long life, and I will show him my saving power. And the second one was Proverbs 9:11. For by me your days will grow in number, and years will be added to your life. Do you see, heart dwellers? There is hope. He gave us Proverbs and a Psalm to stand on. Stand on these and declare them with all your might. Now, dear family, this is not just the loss of a figurehead of justice and liberty for America and real Americans. This event will so devastate the world and bring it down that the beast system will immediately take over, fully manned, organized, and equipped to take full possession of America and the entire world. Everything is set for this system to be implemented. President Trump and all he stands for and all who stand with him are in the way and are the last thread of hope for America. If he is assassinated, a deep, dark depression will settle in on all Americans who believe in their country, and the enemy will take over everything in a heartbeat. We will go from some semblance of liberty to enslavement overnight, and I believe it will not just be America, but the entire world will lose the will to fight against the beast system. There will be unprecedented sorrow and travail, and only the ones who love Jesus without regard for their lives or their children's lives will be able to keep their faith. This event will set the stage for Christians and dissenters to be rounded up and executed. I believe Muslim cells will also be activated and given the order to murder Americans where they stand, at home, in school, shopping, etc., in the wilderness, in every walk of life, wherever they can be found. President Trump and his entire movement, what he represents, is our only hope right now. If he goes, the whole movement behind him will be devastated and fall into a nosedive, allowing evil to take over. And the whole world and those countries that had the backbone to resist the beast system as well will go down. Heart dwellers, this is a call to travailing prayer, or as much prayer as you can muster to stop this event. Please, pray and continue to pray until the Lord releases you. Jesus' final words to me were, "It is in your hands, America. I am giving you a chance to reverse this event, but it will take a tremendous amount of work. It's either travail now in prayer to save his life or travail in bondage when you lose your country. It is in your hands."